It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, July 20th, 2017. Today is the 84th birthday of American novelist, playwright, and screenwriter Cormac McCarthy, born in 1933. He has written 10 novels spanning the Southern Gothic, Western, and post-apocalyptic genre. His fifth novel, Blood Meridian, in 1985, has come to be regarded as one of the greatest novels in American literature. For All the Pretty Horses, in 1992, he won both the U.S. National Book Award and the National Book Critics Circle Award. His 2005 novel, No Country for Old Men, was adapted as a film 2 years later with the same name, which won 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Literary critic Harold Bloom named McCarthy as one of the 4 major American novelists of his time, alongside Don DeLillo, Thomas Pynchon, and Philip Roth, and called Blood Meridian the greatest single book in American literature since Faulkner's As I Lay Dying. Random House published McCarthy's first novel, The Orchard Keeper, in 1965. McCarthy decided to send it to them because Random House was the only publisher he'd ever heard of. At Random House, the manuscript found its way to Albert Erskine, who had also been William Faulkner's editor until Faulkner's death in 1962. Erskine continued to edit McCarthy's work for the next 20 years. McCarthy received widespread recognition after the publication of All the Pretty Horses. It was followed by The Crossing and Cities of the Plain, completing his Border Trilogy. McCarthy's next major success, No Country for Old Men, stayed with the Western setting and themes, yet moved to a more contemporary period. The Coen brothers adapted it into a film in 2007, and after its Oscar success, it went on to garner 75 more film awards worldwide. The Guardian reported in 2009 that McCarthy was at work on 3 new novels. One is set in 1980s New Orleans and follows a young man as he deals with the suicide of his sister. According to McCarthy, this will feature a prominent female character, and that the new novel is very long. Cormac McCarthy is known for his sparse use of punctuation. He told Oprah Winfrey in a recent interview that he prefers simple declarative sentences and that he uses capital letters, periods, an occasional comma, a colon for setting off a list, but never, ever a semicolon. He does not use quotation marks for dialogue and believes there's no reason to blot up the page with weird little marks. Eric Hagee notes that McCarthy's dialogue also often lacks attribution, but that somehow the reader remains oriented as to who is doing the talking. McCarthy's attitude to punctuation dates to some editing work he did for a professor of English while he was enrolled at the University of Tennessee, when he stripped out much of the punctuation in the book being edited, which pleased the professor and still seems to work for McCarthy, too. So, on his 84th birthday, who are we to complain? Many happy returns. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for July 20th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.